Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Well, today is day six of the current heat wave, and it's the hottest day so far. The high temperature at Logan Airport reached a record-breaking 99 degrees shortly before 1 o'clock this afternoon. That broke the all-time high of 98 degrees, which was set back in 1982. And the heat index has gone as high as 111 degrees in some areas. WBUR's Dolores Handy has been out seeing how area residents are coping with the heat. And Dolores, what are some communities doing to help residents?
Well, in communities like Boston and Somerville, the city provides air-conditioned cooling centers and public pools with extended hours for both. Area hospitals report that they have seen an uptick in patients despite those efforts, though it's probably not as much because of that. Dr. Josh Kosowski, Clinical Director of Emergency Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says it has been a very busy week, with some days being near record-breaking. The first of those came earlier this week.
Most of our patients who are being hospitalized for illnesses related to the heat have some underlying serious medical condition. It tends to be patients who are elderly and who have chronic illness. And then a combination of the heat and perhaps other factors is what tips them over and gets them sick enough to come to the hospital.
And what about other hospitals, Dolores? What are they reporting?
Boston Medical Center, which is the largest trauma center hospital in this area, Dr. Andrew Ulrich is executive vice chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine there, says they have also seen a slight increase in emergency room visits. He says the visits have not overrun the emergency room, and he credits that to the city's awareness efforts that I mentioned earlier.
Boston does a very good job of, you know, helping and educating, so we probably don't see as many patients here in Boston that you would see in other places. But there's still those who, you know, run into problems, or those who are living in situations where they just don't have access to what they need to, so they come in.
And with at least one more day of 90-degree-plus heat, highs expected to in this current heat wave, Dr. Ulrich suggests.
So, you know, this is one of those situations where common sense is very helpful. You know, when you can, get out of the heat. You know, if you have some outdoor activities, do it in the earlier or later parts of the day if you can. If you can't and you have to be outside and you're working outside throughout the day, make sure you take regular breaks and get out of the heat and rehydrate and give yourself a chance to sort of recover a little bit.
And Dolores, so what about power? How is the region's power grid coping?
Well, NSTAR reports some scattered power outages. It says there are no widespread outages, but a number of communities say they are without power. National Grid says while the heat is stressing the system is running as designed. It's urging utility customers, however, to heed the advice of ISO New England and voluntarily conserve.
All right. WBUR's Dolores Handy, thank you very much.
Thank you.